It's opening day for the St. Louis Cardinals here in Los Angeles, and we have a chance to visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. First of all, Mo, it's a long, long offseason. We're finally here. Give me your thoughts on how this team looks for starting the season off.
Well, you know, obviously we're going into this season a bit banged up. Don't want to start day one off with a bunch of excuses, but, you know, it's clearly not the team we envisioned this offseason. But having said that, we're getting a lot of encouraging news on the guys on the IL. So we know at some point we'll be at full strength, and for that, we're excited. But the team we're playing today, the team that we have in place to play today, we're still very excited about it. It's you know, we're starting three guys that are 23 or younger. We still have our core or anchor players on this roster. And so, you know, we're pretty excited about what we're seeing. And, you know, I woke up this morning around 5 a.m. L.A. time, and I thought I was just going to take the 10 o'clock bus and get out here. But a lot of anxious and a lot anxiety is kind of like, it's real. And, you know, want to get it going. And so I'm glad we're out here. The sun's out, and it's going to be a beautiful day for baseball.
What do you like most about this team? As you mentioned, you had some injuries during spring training, which gave some other people opportunities. But what do you like most about it?
Well, I think this team, what I like about it most is it's not the normal Cardinal team. It's almost a little bit of a look back to the 80s when you see like somebody like a Mason Wynn, Victor Scott. I mean, these guys are going to be able to steal bases. They're going to be able to disrupt the normal flow of a game because of their speed. And so I think that's going to be fun to watch. And I think one of the bigger differences between the St. Louis Cardinals in 2024 versus 2023 is really just the veteran pitching. And that's really our hope. They'll be able to stabilize our rotation, hopefully shorten the game a little bit, and then the additions we've made to that bullpen will just make us a lot harder to get through 1 through 9.
Let's talk about your bullpen, because you revamped that quite a bit. There's a few holdovers, but what do you like most about your bullpen? Because there's some different arms, swing and miss players, and then you have some pleasant surprises in O'Brien and Hernandez.
Yeah, I think like when we went into this offseason, we knew we wanted to make some changes to our bullpen. And one of the things we learned last year was we really had a discrepancy of guys that could handle higher leverage situations. And so we try to find some pitchers that we think can handle almost any situation, but 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, to give the manager a lot more tools in the toolbox. So on any given night, he can go to someone and either put out a fire or allow us to take the game to the next level or next step, if you will. And so, you know, really the depth, the breadth of what you're seeing in our bullpen's a lot different than what we saw last year.
You know, when you look at this ball club, you mentioned the youth and you have the veterans. It's a very unique combination because you have the true gray beards, but you have so many kids who have some big league experience early in their careers.
No, and obviously you don't like to have the season we had last year, but based on how we played, it afforded us the opportunity to take somebody like a Mason Wynn, give him some experience at the major league level, and allow for some of those growing pains to happen last year. And now when we really need him to go, hopefully he's prepared and has more experience under his belt, that this has not become so like, uh-oh, here I am in the big leagues.
Yeah, that's a great point you make. I thought giving him those 6 weeks last year really pushed him to a level where I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised when you watch him this year.
Well, I certainly hope so. Look, the most important thing he does is play defense for us. You know, I hope the offense we have around him can carry us, but, you know, smart at-bats, understanding how to hit behind runners, move runners, that's going to be key to his success. And so when fans are looking at how we play early on, seeing those little things done correctly is going to be a big thing for us.
Final question for you, Victor Scott, a second. A lot of people have not seen him in person. What catches you about him? What makes him special? Because he has the potential to be very, very special.
First off, he's an elite athlete. And, you know, I think a lot of times our game gets beat up that we don't actually get the best athletes in our sport. Well, he's one that is. And, you know, his talents probably could have played in multiple different disciplines. But what I like about him from a baseball standpoint is he can go catch a baseball. So he's going to cover a lot of ground for the St. Louis Cardinals, and that's important. One of the things that we were trying to get away from last year to turn the page on is we were very porous defense last year. Now we really want to tighten that up. Obviously, we did not anticipate him being on the opening day roster, but injuries created this hole and this opportunity for him, and hopefully makes the most of it. But he's a talent, and he's going to be exciting to watch.
Look forward to talking to you in October, sir. Let's have a fun year.
Let's have a fun year. Thanks, Michael.